Outdoor recreation companies have thrown their support behind a proposed Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The Conservation Alliance wants the Obama administration to embrace a proposal by Native Americans to conserve 1.9 million acres.
The main reason we and our member companies got involved in this is the rich outdoor recreation opportunities on the Bears Ears landscape.
That's John Sterling, the Conservation Alliance's executive director. Outdoor recreation has a $640 billion impact on the nation's economy and $12 billion on Utah's. Sterling says a monument recognizes that value by preserving a world-class landscape for climbers, hikers, hunters, river runners, and archaeology buffs.
People travel from all over the world to climb Indian Creek, to run the San Juan River. These are singular recreation opportunities.
The Conservation Alliance was part of the Utah Lands Initiative process that protects some of the Bears Ears area, but the group opposes the legislation that came out of it. Peter Metcalf founded the holiday-based Black Diamond Outdoor Gear Company. He says the Lands Initiative favors outdated, extractive industries, not meaningful protection.
Legislators involved in this continue to show a complete disregard for the mechanics and economics of the outdoor industry, what drives the Utah economy.
Members of Utah's congressional delegation plan to move the lands bill after the election, but the Obama administration doesn't need Congress's support to create a monument. Judy Faze, KUER News.